Can't we all just be content with the ways we each have in hand and hope that everything will turn out all right in the end? Does it really make that much difference which response we choose? Current modern thinking, for example, prides itself on being relativistic, tolerant, and inclusive, which would make any examination of the differences unnecessary. If that thinking is right, we can stop the discussion right here. It really makes no difference, they say, that there are any differences, so long as each of us has his or her own answer, for the answers are all roughly the same in the end. In this view, there are no true or false answers, though some may be a little better and some a little worse. After all, that sort of thinking says, the answers are only a matter of different strokes for different folks. What matters is that your answer works for you, and my answer works for me. A little clear thinking in the plain course of history would show how faulty and foolish such an attitude is. Certain facts are undeniable. First, there are important differences between the different answers. Second, these differences make an important difference. And third, the differences make an important difference not only for individuals, but for entire societies and even for civilizations. In short, truth does matter. All ideas have consequences, and it's always vital to remember the maxim, contrast is the mother of clarity. Socrates' ideal of living an examined life is as important when it comes to thinking about purpose as about any part of life. It would be absurd to be careful in examining your restaurant bill, or to be rigorous in making sure your car insurance is up to date, but to be blithely casual in thinking about the purpose of life itself. We must not plunge into thinking about purpose without ensuring that the whole notion of purpose is itself grounded solidly. As it happens, the differences are clear between the major answers to the search for the purpose of life, and they lead in entirely different directions. Take the big three answers, which for all practical purposes cover the range of options that are offered in the modern world. The first is the Eastern answer, which includes Hinduism and Buddhism. If the final reality is an impersonal ground of being, the so-called undifferentiated impersonal, what is the purpose of life for each of us as individuals? The answer in brief is, forget it and forget yourself. We take ourselves seriously only because we're caught in a world of illusion. So to seek fulfillment as individuals is to make matters worse and perpetuate the desire that perpetuates the craving, that perpetuates the attachment that keeps us bound to the wheel of suffering. Seen from this perspective, freedom is not freedom to be an individual, but freedom from individuality, through detachment and renunciation by one path or another. Humanity must be cut from the dark forest of delusion, says Lord Krishna in the Hindu scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita. The goal of Zen, said the great Japanese master D.T. Suzuki, summing up his understanding of Buddhism, is not incarnation, but excarnation. The second is the secularist answer, which includes atheists, most agnostics, naturalists in science, and a large number of humanists. If the final reality in the cosmos is chance, and there is no God, gods, or supernatural, then purpose is up to each of us to decide and to achieve for ourselves by ourselves. We don't discover it, we decide it. In Friedrich Nietzsche's words, our challenge is to turn every "it was" into "thus I willed it." In Bertrand Russell's view, we're each to be a weary but unyielding atlas, carrying on our own shoulders the world of our own making. Like Frank Sinatra, we must each do it my way. The third is the biblical answer, which is common to both Jews and Christians, and is the main shaping